Chapter 1. The first thing Charlotte Mackay hears is the distant sound of a child crying. She groans as the wails break through the thick layer of fog shrouding her brain. She wishes the noise would stop, wishes she could sink back into silence. The cries grow louder, and she strains against them, trying to escape. But something holds her tightly in place.
Are you all right in there?
A loud banging replaces the child's screams, and Charlotte forces her eyes open. Nausea churns inside as the pain in her head swells. She puts a hand to her forehead, her eyes widening when she discovers blood coating her fingers. What the hell? She blinks and scans her surroundings, trying to piece things together. A steering wheel. An airbag, limp and lifeless. A seat belt, gleaming like a snake in the sharp sunshine, biting her skin as she shifts in the seat. She's in a car. She's in a car in the driver's seat, and there must have been an accident. Please God, may it not have been her fault. What is she doing driving anyway?
Hey, are you okay?
Before she can even try to respond, the car door swings open. Gentle hands unlatch the seatbelt, pull her from the car, and strap her on to a hard board. Voices hammer into her head, asking for her name, where she lives, where it hurts, if she can move her legs. But everything is blurry and unclear, and the questions wash over her before draining away. She can barely understand the words, let alone answer. The brilliant blue sky above her gives way to the scratched, metallic roof of an ambulance. The doors slam shut, and a blissful silence fills the small space. No demands for information, no shouting, no crying. Charlotte winces, remembering the howling child. Did she hit another car? Another car with a baby inside? She tries to remember what happened, but a hot wave of pain sears her brain, blunting any memory. Tears fill her eyes, one spilling onto her cheek. She wants David. She wants David to hold her hand and tell her that everything will be okay, to touch her head and ease the pain. He's always been there for her, keeping everything ticking over when she works long hours or disappears for weeks, trying to close million-pound deals for work. She may wear the trousers in their marriage, but he is the solid, grounded one, keeping her tethered to reality.